It's 86 degrees in Nashville. Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Community members and Fisk alumni are pushing back against the university's plans to build a data center on campus. WPLN's Camelia Burris spoke with the university's president about how she's addressing those concerns.
The historically Black university recently rolled out plans for a $1 billion campus renovation. It includes a new academic center and a 70,000 square foot data center. Thousands have signed a petition opposing the facility, and some are asking the Metro Planning Commission to establish protections related to water use and energy consumption. Many people worry things are moving too fast.
If we get this wrong, the people who will live with the consequences are not the developers or consultants or even a single lawyer who's getting paid to be here. It will be the residents who call these neighborhoods home.
That's Jared Harper, a teacher and Fisk alumni.
Once a facility is built, it becomes much harder to address concerns than it is to prevent them in the first place.
Fisk president Eugenia Clark is not surprised by the fallout, but she says it's mostly driven by misinformation.
If they knew what Fisk was doing, Fisk would not be in their conversation. We have now got to really target educating our communities on the differences between these dirty data centers and Fisk University's desire to create an innovation center.
Clark says the university's data center will be LEED certified, meaning it's focused on environmental cleanliness. She also refutes claims that it will be an AI data center, but she's not sure what kind of center it will be, saying she's working with city officials to decide. Clark says she spent more than 2 years visiting these facilities to learn how to limit the impact on residents.
There's no desire of this institution to put anything into this community that can have a harmful outcome to the students who are here every day and to our neighbors who are here every day.
Clark plans to share details about how the project, which the university calls the Quantum Leap, will be funded in the coming weeks. She also says Fisk will not sell or buy any land, but will likely enter into some type of lease agreement with its funding partners. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.